Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sid Fernandez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Almedo Saenz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Palmeiro is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guillen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 0, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 0, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saenz fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 0, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zupczyk takes first base on ball 4. Almedo Saenz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Saenz hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Thomas catches it and steps on first to double up McLemore. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Karkovice. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Guillen, and towards Martin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Palmeiro moves to second. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zupcik is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zupcik hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hewlett is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McLemore is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, McLemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 0-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Hewlett moves to third. One out. Mike Devereaux, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux is 0-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Hewlett scores. Anderson moves to third. Devereaux moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. Devereaux tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines is 0-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Almedo signs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Signs is 0-1 in the game. Signs hits a line drive into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carcoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sines fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Hoyles moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McLemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore hits a line drive into right field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDowell fires to first and picks off Anderson. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Zupczyk reaches second base with a double. Almedo Sines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sines is 0-for-2 in the game. Sines hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zupczyk moves to third. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Reigns. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Gomez moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Hewlett reaches third base with a triple. Gomez scores. Hoyles scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sines fields it and throws to home to get Hewlett. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Alan Mills now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Martin moves to third. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sines fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Devereaux moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-4 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Swartz now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Palmeiro moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Devereaux scores. Palmeiro scores. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gomez moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett takes first base on ball four. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McLemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore takes first base on ball four. Hewlett moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson pinch hits for Bob Zupczyk. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Nuzon pinch hits for Almedo signs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nuzon takes first base on ball four. Joey Cora pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nuzon moves to second. Jim Poole now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen takes first base on ball four. Nuzon moves to third. Cora moves to second. Lee Smith now pitching. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Raines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nuzon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Orioles. Mike LaValliere pinch hits for Norberto Martin. Mike LaValliere batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. LaValliere hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.